Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers five times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
This whole thing dawned on me, like hit me like an epiphany. So often we're so quick to blame society for the way women and girls feel about themselves, okay?
Drop it like a hat, drop it like a hat, drop it like a hat.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Excited for us.
Okay, welcome to the podcast. We just had an epiphany. You know what? You might be right.
I think it would be fun.
I just need to move.
You're really waiting for something. Okay, so, you know, I'm going to... welcome to the podcast. You know, we re-signed with WW for a really important reason because, you know, everyone can, like, be like, how can you teach your girls body confidence and then partner with someone like WW, right? Like, what is... how that is such a oxymoron for some people. Now... it's my opinion, it's not a fact, it's just how I feel, that the way WW is approaching life with food being incorporated as a full mindset. So they now have how much water you drink, how are you sleeping, how's your mindset, what are you...
how like, do you feel?
It's like a body check-in, not just what are you eating. Actually, they even have before, if you wanted to step on the scale, being like, a mindset before being like, this is just a piece of metal, doesn't mean you're anything. Yeah. It is like, it is very, I think for a lot of people, a tool that a lot of, no one's really taught how to eat properly, how to, unless your family knows about balanced meals and can afford balanced meals.
Yeah.
But, ironically, God, this is so off the top, but I went grocery shopping on the weekend and I bought advent calendars for my kids, and we're in line, and the...
Just let me interrupt for a second. Did you get, like, a Godiva chocolate, at least?
No!
You got the cheap one.
No, Lindt.
Oh, that's what I meant.
Yeah, Lindt,
and then... To me, Lindt is fancy.
And Chloe got the Kinder Surprise one.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, just checking.
I got them each a different one, so there was no arguments in the morning.
Good call. Oh, yeah, because mine used to rob each other.
And then they fight and say, I did it. And then they eat the back and not the front. So I just got them all their own.
Yeah.
And there's no arguments, okay? Took me that long to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in line, and she goes, oh, I bought this pink one, too.
The cashier.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she told you she bought it.
Yeah.
For herself.
Uh-huh. And she goes, I never had one growing up. And I said, oh, really? Why? Because if you bought one now, it's not just because, you know what I mean? Mm. Like, okay. She goes, my parents didn't believe in sugar or carbs. I was a heavily dieted child.
Wow.
And now at 17, I work at a grocery store and I can buy my own food. And I tell them, I'm going to eat what I want. I'll buy my own food. So clearly she has to buy her own food because
they won't buy food if it has sugar or carbs in it.
Uh-huh. So that means she didn't have cake growing up. She didn't have candy. Never had chocolate. She goes, I was a heavily dieted child when I was...
What a horrible memory of your childhood. You know, like, she, and you could tell because she brought that up at the cash.
Oh.
That was top of mind. She will always, when people say, what was your childhood like? You know, she'll say, I was dieted.
It broke my heart in a lot of ways. So I said, you know,
I wonder what the parents' ish was to be like that.
They were probably afraid of their kid, whether she was a chubby child and they were afraid of her being chubbier, or chubby is such a bad word, but whether or not they were afraid of her gaining weight. So they were like, you know, we're not having any of this in the household. Like, no one can have this. I don't know. But, you know, I was with Olivia. And then when I got in the car, I had to, you know, I'm like, this is why we...
She must have been so, like, what did she say?
Well, she goes, that's just going to mess a kid up, isn't it, Mom? And I'm like, sure is. And this whole thing dawned on me, like, hit me like an epiphany. So often, we're so quick to blame society for the way women and girls feel about themselves, okay? Mm-hmm. It hit me.
Mm-hmm.
There have been numerous women in my life
mm-hmm.
who have put restrictions on their children because of the way they looked.
Mm.
That made me think, mm-hmm. are we just scapegoating society and it's actually our own issues of not being confident? Because, you know, so many times there's a reason people go crazy at sports rinks and they buy secret trainers and they train them when COVID, you're not supposed to leave your house and they've got trainers still going. There's a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the children.
Mm-mm.
It's the parents wanting something for their children.
And I remember when we spoke to Haley Wickens.
Yeah, Wickens. She's such a powerful person.
Yeah,
she's just, a Wickenheiser?
Yes.
Okay.
So she's an Olympian.
Yeah.
And just like her insight to the world of parents behind competitive athletes. And it was just so refreshing because, you know, she's been asked those questions. We asked her basically, like, what were your parents like about it? How did you get to such a high level?
Yeah.
And you know she's answered this question 100 times. And so she's thought about it a lot. And she truly believes that it's not necessary for parents to do all these extra things, and that in the end, if the kids really love it and they're good enough, they'll get there.
There's like dry land. So this is such an ironic conversation. So to bring it back to full circle about WW and, you know, promoting girls be the way they are.
Oh, yeah.
I know it's a very confusing thing. However, I think that in the process of being who you are, you have to do you in a way that is best for you. And, you know, for me personally, Nat actually asked my brother if he could go to Mao Town and ever basically get, like, you know, flabby.
I just was that if you could put on, like, if you could put on 10 or 20, could you? Like, if you wanted to, could you?
If you just ate gluttonous. He goes, I eat gluttonous. I don't even think about what you're saying.
He's like, I've never thought about my weight.
Yeah, never thought about your weight. So I think that everyone's got a different reason why. And I will go back to the fact that, you know, on something like WW, there's no restrictions. So it's not like we're on a diet at all. It's like you can eat whatever you want, but increasing your healthier foods as a reminder to do it is like huge. And in terms of our family, you know, and our daughters and role modeling and them watching us what we do, that's like saying for people who work out, you're going to put a bad image in their heads that, you know, you're going that you're just working out for like XYZ, whatever your XYZ is, you know. If there, it's one thing about beating yourself up for eating food in front of your children and feeling bad about yourself. It's another thing about making smart choices with the help of an app and not overanalyzing and equating food with good food, bad food, but understanding that no one's taught us how to eat. No one, there's no course on how to eat.
And even they say like that there's like that, the suggestions of the, you know, that food wheel.
Oh, yeah, that they just changed.
Yeah, they just changed. So, but it really is at the end of the day, I think what we want, you know, parents with the right intentions, all we want is for us and our children to feel good and be able and healthy, you know, be able to participate, be able to have the energy. And the same goes for us. So anyways, I think I might jump on the treadmill with Kat
tomorrow. So I have a treadmill and a Peloton in my basement.
Beside each other.
So I'm like, well, you like the treadmill. I'm not saying run. I'm saying just walk. Even 20 minutes would do something. Like if you change nothing,
yeah,
but moved on a treadmill for 20 minutes,
I'd probably feel better.
You will feel better.
Yeah.
Because Nat's saying she just doesn't feel comfortable. And I'm like, you need to, I mean, think how much you don't move your body. Your body was born to move. I do want to tell you that.
Oh, God.
And we just ate this. And by the way, we just ate a very healthy meal, but she feels uncomfortable because she ate too much of that healthy meal. Again, didn't. You know, there was 0 points even, but you didn't listen to your body.
I just feel like my stomach itself, like, ironically, is very small. It can't handle much. My stomach cannot handle very much.
But you like to pack it to the grid.
I push the limits and then...
I don't know, Natalie.
I don't know.
So for anyone who... I know that people are going to be like, how can you have a girl, like, quality brand and then talk about your weight? Well, we don't talk about our weight, number one. We talk about... That's just the whole thing. That's the whole point of WW. For some people, it's to lose weight and they look great.
Oh, and I'm definitely trying to lose weight.
Yeah, no, I know you are. I know you are. And that's why I think we should start moving. And that's what WW says is, like, don't just move to lose weight. Move for your head. Get enough sleep. Drink enough water and meditate. Awesome. They're doing a whole...
That's really great.
I am really proud to be partners with them in their new initiative because...
It's so holistic. Does that mean, like, holistic means everything encompassing?
Everything's encompassing. Like, but holistic, check yourself on everything.
Holistic feel... That word feels like a naturopath word, but really it just means all-encompassing, right?
What is that in your hair?
It's a bead.
I thought it was a dread, and I was like, oh, my God, you've got a dread on your head.
Oh my God, you have a dread in your head.
Oh my gosh, you got a dread in your head. I am, how am I feeling about this second lockdown part two?
Okay.
Not much. Like, I'm just kind of pissed I can't go to the store and buy something. Like, I can't last minute Christmas shop, which is kind of shitty.
Well, but...
And kind of good because I won't spend too much money.
I think that if we have to buy online, you have to be more thoughtful. If I go into a toy store right now, I'll probably just grab a bunch of things.
Yeah.
Because I don't really have toy age kids anymore, so it is becoming a little bit harder, but...
You do have one.
There's...
No, not him.
I don't...
Not the six-year-old got it. He's too old for toys. Got it fair.
I think.
Yeah, no.
I think.
I mean, he begs for toys, but no. Forget it.
The thing is... There are children, and you know, the kid across the street from me, he gets a toy. He plays with it.
I have one of those. I have one of those. I truly have one. And
that's so
exciting. I understand it. Yeah. No, she does. She truly will appreciate all of her toys.
She likes toys.
She still plays with the toys she got last Christmas. Like,
Were you a toy player when you were a kid?
I'm sure I didn't get toys.
Yeah. No, but I apparently, even if I got, like, I got a Cabbage Patch Kid doll once, and I got my mom's hand-me-down Barbies. I just cut off all their hair.
Yeah,
all I wanted to do was play outside in the street. No toys.
Not much has changed.
Oh my gosh, parents didn't used to hang out on the streets back then, though.
I don't remember getting toys. I don't remember playing with toys.
You probably didn't. I mean, I remember going to people's houses and they had toys.
I mean, when I was with my mom, I was the only girl.
Why? She's worked out so hard. She is dripping.
Where'd she come from?
A
neighbor's
house?
Two
over, yeah. She was working out with her friend, unless she lives there.
Oh my God, they probably had a trainer come.
Yep, they did. And she feels amazing.
Has the trainer left yet?
Why? You think it might be hot? Or you think
I want to watch and see what's happening. This lockdown, see my street's naughty. I love it.
I know. No, the lockdown, I don't feel any different about the lockdown. The only thing I feel frustrated is that it's an extension on not being able to travel.
Oh God, I mean... find nowhere to go anyways, except for like, listen, if we can't get in a group of people, like if we can't have a show, traveling is kind of like potato potato for me.
For me, I feel like my life is always broken up into traveling. You know, it's like you're in Toronto for this amount of time, then you travel, and then in between there was the work and all of that. And then potentially going on a vacation, all of that. And it's just like, there's no breakup. It's just like a constant flat.
I know.
Nothing to break up the months, nothing to make them feel different, you know?
No.
And I know what's great for the kids.
It did snow.
Yeah, there was snow. It's great for the kids, the holidays, though, because I think they look forward to it, so at least we can live through their excitement.
And not make lunch.
Right.
You get a two-week break of not making lunch.
When you're at home, you make your own lunch.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
As moms, we are often juggling a million and one things. With our kids going in a million different directions and taking care of everyone else can mean that we often forget about ourselves. It's time to reclaim a little me time with some well-deserved self-care. And for us, that doesn't have to mean a lot. It can be picking a favorite product and taking a little extra time to do our daily routine. Dime Beauty offers clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. They are 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. You know we don't have the energy to remember the order of a 10-step routine, so we love that the Work system keeps things simple for us and has everything you need in one powerful package with a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their beauty reviews are literally all 5 stars. If you haven't checked out Dime, it's time. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
I know it. So Natalie was contemplating going away.
Oh, this is funny.
On a vacation with her in-laws.
Sure. Oh, well, there was that. Yeah, okay. So basically, my mother-in-law sends me a message saying that she's packing up Taylor's Christmas birthday gifts to send her for her birthday.
And you're like, I'll just drive down and get them. No big deal.
And then she's like, and now I'm going to have to start doing Christmas gifts. She really loves giving gifts.
Yeah.
So I thought, and then she was like, so sad. I interpreted that as, I really wish you guys could come, but I know I'm not allowed to ask. That is what, in my brain, I thought she was saying.
So you said...
So I was like, you know what, family? We'll pack up our car and we'll drive 12 hours to go see her.
With a dog that barfs.
With a dog that barfs, because you're getting older. My kids are going to almost forget like who you are. I know there's FaceTime, but it's just, you know, and their cousins. And I'm like, Time is going by. We're going to do it. You guys stay there. We'll come and visit you. So I sent the text, and I'm very animated in my text, by the way. Like, this is going to be great, you know? We're going to do this kind of like, wow, Nat, thanks. Thanks for being so considerate. That's what I thought I was doing. I thought I was being good to the in-laws. And with a text, nobody answers forever, except for the one brother who lives in London, England. I'm there. I'm in. I'll be there. I'm like, we could go to Hawaii.
Oh, so now you're not just driving. Now you're flying somewhere.
I said, I wish we could be Hawaii. So I was sort of planting the seed that, like, you guys are in, I'm in, kind of thing. But I said, otherwise, we'll get a COVID test before we come. We won't leave the house. You know what I mean? Like, we won't do, I made jokes. We could get a chef, or we could just hire a bartender, like, you know, all that kind of stuff. And nobody says anything for so long. I go, who the heck isn't on their phone right now? And I say this to all of them.
Like, are you talking about days or weeks?
Like, going away?
No, like, they haven't responded in an hour.
Oh, okay. Maybe it's like 10 hours.
Okay.
My father-in-law, nothing. Mother-in-law, nothing. Sister-in-law, nothing. Just the brother in London. Oh, we'll be there.
Okay, got it.
So finally, I hate to be the downer, but we're getting older and, you know, COVID's dangerous. And I think that we'd be breaking the rules with everyone in the house. I'm like, oh, I really thought I was being so thoughtful. Like, I wasn't even dying to drive the 12 hours. I just thought I was being kind to older people.
No, you aren't. You're being inconsiderate. Actually, the exact opposite. So,
exactly. Really,
thanks, Allie. So you take us out just to go party.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll get a bartender. And they're like, you could kill us. And you're like, it's okay. We'll get a bartender about it.
I was like, literally the opposite came back. I was like, okay.
Got it.
And it was never like, and there was no like, but thank you for like,
no,
like the thought. No, it was like, that's, you are very irresponsible. I mean, in a nice way, but like, hell no. Okay. So kids, we're not going to see Grammy.
Oh,
got it.
So you had told them all you were,
we're going to do this. We're going to go and see
Natalie.
Them. I'm like, they're like, we don't want to drive that long. I'm like, you do it for the grandparents. You
they're
do
like,
it.
They don't actually want you.
Nope. Can't come in.
Oh,
I would have probably gone as far as to surprise them.
Oh, I would die. I would actually die. Hey, guys. No, don't come
near
me.
No, you can't come in. Oh, what? Oh. So then I call my brother.
Yep.
I'm like, can we come see you?
Oh.
No. He lives in Vermont. No, you're not coming in here. I don't think that our neighbors would be very happy. I'm like, oh. Okay, so I mean, because I honestly think in my mind that sad. I think sometimes I go.
You think
there.
That they're sad, and they're not actually. They're actually not sad at all. They don't want you there. You think they're like, oh God, I'd love to see Natalie and her four kids and new puppy who barfs. I would love. That would be a great Christmas present. And then meanwhile, it's like, fuck no. Yeah. We're actually doing great over.
I actually didn't need those 10 hours to consider it. I just was doing laundry at the time. No way.
We just can't believe how delusional you are to suggest it. So clearly no one's coming to visit you anytime soon, especially.
Yeah, and I told my parents, and they were like, that I was going to go, and they're like, yeah, that's probably a nice thing to do.
Oh, yeah, no.
No. You're staying home. It was really funny. It was really shocking. It was not what I expected.
And it wasn't even your husband texting. It was you. That's even better.
And I had to pass it by my husband. I was like, you know what? I go, listen, they're your parents, but they're my kids' grandparents. And of course, I want to see them. I think we should bite the bullet. It was a serious conversation.
I died. Nope. Did he laugh when he saw the messages back?
I don't think he mentioned it. And then he didn't text back either.
Wow. Okay.
Great communication all around.
That was a stellar.
Yeah. And some of them didn't even say anything. Ever about it.
Oh, yeah, they just want to pretend it didn't happen. They're like, you know what? We're just
like,
going to...
That Natalie. Because I said, you know, one day they're going to be like, oh, remember that foreign aunt we had in Canada? Remember her?
Foreign aunt.
Yeah, because one of them is going to be like, Michael?
Yeah.
I may not see him before he moves away to university.
Wow.
So there's him gone.
Wow. So you have just moved everybody out too.
It's gone. Everyone's just going to be grown. I saw this one, the one nephew. I'm like, wow. Or a teenager, he's probably smoking.
He's having sex and smoking weed. Actually, he's married. He had kids too. You know what? You're dead, by the way. You're totally dead.
Well, speaking
dead.
Of dead,
oh, there's a school.
Speaking of dead, I keep thinking to myself, like, anything, let's say in January, anything could happen to anybody at any time. And then would we look back and say, we should have spent time together.
Are you sentimental right now? Or are you just thinking that this is a good thing for
any of them could just, any of the, that car accident, anything could happen.
But that's always.
Well, I know, but then wouldn't you say, should have fucked COVID?
I mean, no.
Oh. Yes, no.
No.
No!
I mean, okay, you said something really...
Hey, look at it, crazy. That school is walking down the street.
With no masks.
40 kids and no masks beside each other. They all go home to their parents and grandparents.
Listen, I think you said something really interesting.
What?
You said that everyone has their own COVID tolerance, and it is something you have to make your own decisions for. And, you know, people are going to get really heated when they see people celebrating the holidays together, and they're going to be pissed. But I hate to break it to you, people are going to celebrate holidays together.
And that's what when
that's your own decision. And if you get it, that's on you. But I guess it's like they don't, they're trying to, what they're saying is when you get it and you go and spread it, you can hurt someone who's trying to not get it.
Yeah.
So
totally.
That's where the tricky thing comes is like, you know, the fucked up thing is you can be negative, I've heard multiple people be negative, negative, positive.
Yeah.
So they went to an event.
Yeah.
And then they thought they were negative.
Yeah.
Then they had to put another family in. You know, I know one family who's been in lockdown for a month and hasn't even had COVID. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the public health calls them, are you inside? Are you literally every other day? Are you inside? Have you left the house?
And then it's so crazy because you know for a fact, like, you know, I hear that there's like, you know, kids in junior high and high school and they're having parties.
No, I know. Listen, I...
And they go back to their parents. And it's funny, another person I know said, they said to their parents, so I guess we're not going to see each other over the holidays. And the grandpa was like, fuck that. I'm getting older, buddy. We're spending Christmas together.
I think, again, like, my mom is not coming over for Christmas. Like, I really
and
think...
And like I said, like, you can't judge people for what they decide. You have to respect them.
Yeah, and God forbid you give it to that person that you said would be okay. Like, every time, you know, I'm around people, and then I hear someone, I saw someone, like, so I know someone who I go for walks with in the neighborhood, and her son got COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And so now she's locked up for 2 weeks, but I walked with her, like, you know, we were outside, but I actually did stay 6 feet apart because she had just gotten the COVID test and she said, whatever. But I was like, imagine I had you over for a glass of wine on Friday. So basically, she got a COVID test. It came back negative.
Yep.
Her sons came back positive.
Yeah.
She had to go get retested again. Yeah. You know what I mean? So
and she's probably
and
negative.
Imagine my mom had come over. Yeah. And then I was like, okay, so mom, by the way, I was with someone who was...
I know. I think a lot of people have had a lot of conversations like that. And by the way, I did not blame my mother-in-law. I just hadn't spent enough time with her. And I've heard conversations that we had. And I kind of thought, obviously assumed based on the things that she said that she would have been open to it. Do you know?
Yeah.
And that's why people trick you too. Like you have no idea how people are going to like react. And people that you think are going to be totally like worried are not so worried. And the people that are not so worried, it's like, oh my God.
Yeah. The holidays are going to be a giant gong show.
And that's what I was saying is that when I'm watching the news in America,
yeah,
they're very much, they're having all the experts saying like, if you get invited, don't feel bad to say no. But there are going to be people getting together, and here's how you should try to do it
safely. Everyone's going. I see but they're all going.
I know.
Yeah, no, it's very...
And you know when they're going there, it's not like their family of three. If they're flying all the way there, their cousin's coming over.
Their cousin, yeah. I know, I just think that it's a very sensitive topic because people have lost family members to COVID, and I think that some people are really sick with it, and I think that those people are like, fuck you all. I get it. I get both sides. It's really tricky.
Donald Trump's son just got it.
Wow.
That's rampant in that family. That's a lot in one family.
So I guess if one of you has it, you're all going to get it.
Yeah, I guess eventually.
It took a few
delayed.
Weeks, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, man. It's just, you know, so, oh, fine. You know what? Actually, I think that the holidays is not a bad time to be locked down, if I'm being
honest.
How
is it already 1:30? Yeah, there's no parties to go to.
Yeah, it wasn't going to happen. It wasn't going to be good anyway, guys.
And you know what? I really, ready for this? I don't know how many holiday parties I really like.
Ready for this?
Yeah.
How come nobody has holiday parties anymore?
Well, COVID.
No, before that.
Well, we talked about this. Oh, you did, and then you got rid of it.
Well, it's coming back. And it's coming back with a vengeance. It's coming back huge. I'm going to rent out Casa Loma.
My more favorite nights are like the ones that are just like, hey, come over for a drink, and then they turn into a rager.
Ooh.
I don't really like dressing up and going to a party to pretend to talk to people.
No.
I don't like know. Like,
oh, we know that
wanna,
for you.
Yeah, no, I don't want to know about like where are you going. You know what I hate asking? Is you want to know something? In our neighborhood that we live in, there are people ski. I'm not offended by people who ski, but like... But, you know,
it's, you know what that means? It's fine.
It's like, you talk about their ski club. Oh, I don't give a fuck about your ski club. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck that is. You know, like, today I asked someone, so, you ski?
Why?
I didn't know what else to say. You know, I don't like it. I hated myself for asking that question. I knew that people, they were in a ski club, and you know what I mean? Like, I vehemently disagree with, and then you talk about the ski club. Oh, yeah, remember? No, I don't like it. I don't like it. It's a part of my, and you know what? I grew up skiing, and
Where did you ski?
Like a club.
And you just go on a bus in the morning and come
that was
bus.
No. My when I was little, we would go to a farm and go skiing every weekend. We had five. It was the only thing our family could do as an entirety. And then we got older, and I was like, I'm not going up to a cottage. So they were like, then you're going on a bus one day a week to go get your ski stuff. So I did that.
And well, I love when people say
I used to
say,
go hungover they, on the bus.
Oh no!
At 14, I was young. I could.
My brother
back.
Did that same bus. Did you did?
Yeah, I was very hungover, and I would just get up.
And you were 14, you say?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, nice. I love
and,
that.
And sometimes I would miss the bus, and we'd be running after the bus, and we'd have to call my best friend's mom and be like, "We missed the bus," because she'd always sleep over.
It's also. I mean, the ski thing in general. I mean, like people are like, do your kids ski? I'm sorry. How would we afford that?
And they rent houses.
Yeah.
Listen, my whole family skis but me. And I'm not bitter, by the way.
No.
I'm like, truly, I'm not jealous. I'm not bitter. I don't.
We know you don't like to go to those kind of clubs and parties. Mm-mm. Do you know what I like those parties?
Why?
Just searching for a hot guy.
You know them all.
I know, and they're never hot.
That's so boring.
You know what? I'm always hoping for someone to bring somebody.
You are so much better at small talk than me.
Actually, because I'm always drunk. Are you kidding?
Just people talk to me. I'm like,
ugh. I'm just drunk.
You know, I like our people because they know, you know, when we talk to them. I don't like pretend people. I don't like I don't like the formalities of party talk.
All I do at party talk, to be honest, is I ask questions about
like
things
about what?
I want to know.
Like about what?
That they think is me just being interested, but it's me just
like
wanting
what?
To find out. Like,
give
I'll be like,
give me some tips here.
Okay, I'll be like, do you have any siblings?
Okay.
Where'd you grow up?
Okay.
And then I'm like, what do your siblings do? Are they married? And if you keep talking, they'll be like, well, and then there's that. And you're like, uh-huh.
Okay, got it.
So and you have to act like you're not shocked.
So you can't do surface talk. You have to be like,
you have to start surface.
Is anyone in jail in your family?
No. You start like.
Do you have a record?
No, you start like, oh, where are you from? Oh, like, oh, your siblings.
Where are you from? Oh, so yeah, you have to basically lie in bed with them for a while.
No, so, oh, so nice to meet you. Oh my gosh. The best is people you've never met before.
Okay.
Okay, so then you're just like, oh, hey. Oh my gosh. Where are you? Did you grow up around here? No, I'm from Schitt's Creek. Oh. So I had a conversation with someone this week.
Okay.
Okay. She's one of 14 children.
Okay.
Her mom loved to drink. Her dad didn't drink. They had to move to a farm.
Because her mom drank?
Oh, sorry, because there's 14 of them.
Okay.
And she couldn't get into the preschool, but her mom just wanted her to go to school. So she sent her daughter at 5 years old to walk up the hill and over the thing to ask if they could let her into school every
By
single
herself.
Day. Yep. She let her. She's like, go ask if you can get in. They're like, we don't have kindergarten here. It starts in grade one. Every day, she sent the little girl, could you let me in the school? Could you let me in the school?
And they never let her in?
Never let her in.
So they sent her back home again.
Every day they'd send her home.
Oh.
She goes until finally, 3 months after we moved there, my mom said I didn't have to keep trying.
Oh, that breaks my heart.
14 kids, there's no sadness. I go, you know, the thing is everyone has so much attention on them. I'm like, there's so much drama. People have like 2, 3, 4 kids, you know, and there's so much drama with every child. She goes, yeah, not when there's 14. I go, but did things get overlooked? She's like, we took care of each other. I'm like, how many people in a room? She's like, at least 5 in a room. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Why do they have so many kids?
So I'm like, what, are you Catholic? You know what I mean? She goes, yeah.
So Catholics
obviously,
have a lot of kids.
Yeah, I think she was like an Irish Catholic, I think. So she goes.
Yeah.
So her mom was going to have her brother. Maybe it was like the 7th kid and she was pregnant.
How
so,
what number is this one?
Like maybe this this girl?
Yeah,
she's 6. Yeah, she's
number 6.
She's number
6. So they're going to have number 7.
So they're going to have number 7 and then they go and she's like, "Oh my gosh." And then she's like, "Oh, she goes to the hospital and they're like, like 6 months you lost the baby. Okay, fine, carry on." She goes back. She's like doing whatever around the house, carrying on, making meals for 14 kids, yada yada. And then she goes to her husband. "Yeah, can you take me to the hospital? I'm going to have a baby." And then
wait, sorry. This is very confusing.
So she had a miscarriage.
Yeah.
And she's just walking around the house.
Like the same day.
No, like 3 months later. 3 months later. So she says... Wait,
so she has a miscarriage. 3 months later, she's walking around the house.
And she has to run.
Natalie, just you have to... This is very... You literally go...
No, this is
serious. She had a miscarriage. She's walking around the house. Take me to the hospital. I'm not sure.
3 months later.
I'm not sure if we're like in the same afternoon, the same day, it's the next...
3 months later, she says to her husband, take me to the hospital, I'm having a baby. No, you lost the baby. Take me to the hospital, I'm having the baby. Gets to the doctor. The doctor's like, oh my gosh, like you're having a mental problem. You lost the baby. She goes, just put me on the table. I gotta have a baby. She pops out a baby. She had twins and lost one, and one continued to grow inside there.
Wow. And she never knew.
No, but she just knew she was having a baby because she was experienced in baby having. She was like, I'm having a baby.
So it took her the time.
She didn't know any, and for those 3 months, she didn't know the baby was still alive in her.
Wow.
Like, wasn't it moving at like 9 months?
Dude, this is a deeper conversation than you and
I. You say, dude, Natalie, it's your story. She had like three other miscarriages.
We didn't even offer a trigger warning for people listening because that is like a major, like, mm-hmm. you know, that is a very
heavy. This woman talking about her mother. And then
okay,
she.
This is what I could. Yeah. I would be like, okay.
And she was drinking. So it just was getting better and better.
Where was this?
On my street.
Wow.
And she's like, you know, my father never ever took the hand to us, but my mother, be scared of that one.
Really?
Actually, a kid told me this weekend, if I talked to my dad that way, he would spank me.
Was he telling you how to parent your kids?
Yep.
What did they say to you? It's interesting you're saying this because what I find disrespectful. It is like, how dare you?
Mm-hmm.
How dare mm-hmm. you talk to me that way? And how dare you ignore me?
Well, parents who do spank, it's those moments where they feel the most disrespected that they spank them.
Totally. I didn't spank, but I'd be pissed.
I know you didn't.
I'd be pissed. Because I think spanking, you feel guilty after. I really don't think, my personal opinion is, it does not teach discipline. It does not teach them, just teaches them to fear you, not to actually understand what they're doing. And it doesn't like change behaviors, because if it changed behaviors, you do it once and they never do it again. It doesn't change behaviors. I mean, facts. If something worked, you'd be done once, but it doesn't. But an ongoing respectful relationship should change. And I could tell that my kids sometimes need a coming of Jesus moment.
Absolutely.
In order to understand.
I think all of our kids are going through a coming to Jesus moment right now.
Yeah.
It's like sometimes you get to, what's it called?
Comfortable.
In parenting, you get to coast a little. And those are great times.
Yeah, no, and now is not one of those times.
No, it's a parenting time.
It is a huge, and a lot of moving parts. And, you know, I do think COVID's taking a toll on them, even if
mm-hmm.
they can't articulate it. I do believe that, you know, I remember saying, I think the wane of school and the rules and the, like, you know, what you can and what you can't do, like, really, there's no fun. They try to make fun, but the fun of what kids have fun in is touching, wrestling, mm-hmm. playing, mm-hmm. Being loud, mm-hmm. The bustle of life,
mm-hmm.
assemblies and spirit weeks and, you know, bake
yep.
sales
yep.
and all of these things that are like regimented now, line up 6 feet apart, don't touch, don't play. Like, where can they let off steam if they're not doing it at recesses where they can, like, so finally, our son's school, you and my book, they finally have balls to play with.
Oh, amazing.
This
balls.
Week.
Balls.
They get balls. So they've banned all things. Like, my daughter can't have a ball. Like,
mm-hmm.
they cannot play. They mm-hmm. cannot play.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing to play.
Mm-hmm.
So they, this week, I guess there was a survey that went around the school, and I think parents were just like,
give them the balls.
Give
just
them
give
the freaking
balls.
Balls to play. Let them play with something. This is getting ridiculous where they can't even play.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I know, you know, I watch, you know, in the playground, and I just see TJ when I pick him up. He doesn't have happy eyes, you know. Aww. You know, it's just kind of like, because otherwise they would be giggling in lineup and pushing each other,
yeah,
and doing all that,
and
right?
And being like, bye, like high five, like literally rest, like they're like little bear cubs.
And my other son has found the whole school. There's a group of about 6 kids that play after school. Nobody else does it. And they all play. It's like tag, the person's in the middle and they all have to pass by him.
Yep. Red Rover. Something
Yeah. So TJ always can go play, and they play and they laugh and they giggle and they wrestle and they push each other, and nobody's around. And all the parents of those children, they sit in their cars and let them, their kids play.
Whoa. And they're allowed because my school just banned it.
Yes, well, the teachers basically are like, we're off duty, and they don't say anything.
So parents at that school?
Complained.
Mm-hmm. That they...
That's exactly what could happen if somebody did. It's been going on since the beginning of the year, but they, everybody else takes off and leaves, and that one group of kids...
Plays.
They just play.
They let off steam.
Yeah, and I'm like, that's so unfair that the other kids don't get to do this.
Yeah, no, a lot of them, like the another school my kids go to, they sent an email being like, our parents have brought it to our attention that kids are congregating after school and playing, and they're not wearing masks, and they're, so you need to get them the hell off of school property.
You know, it might be a matter of time for this group of kids. I mean, and there's one of them whose mom is waiting there, and he always wears a mask, because that's obviously her mandate, but everybody else doesn't. But, I mean, I guess it's against rules. But then I said to one of the teachers there, and the teacher's like, they're outside, for God's sakes. Let them play.
I know.
But it's everyone's got a different, you know?
No, I do think that the pressure, I think there's a pressure of COVID for kids that no one talks about. Like, you know, they talk about the health things. But I do believe that the rules and the sanctions on each child is probably so, they're so exhausted by trying to keep up. Like, can you imagine you have to sit at a desk in your class all day long, 6 feet apart from all your friends, and you can't be near them? What's wrong?
Oh, God, that was scary. What's going on now?
What are you doing, sweet child?
I'm not even touching it. Just going to that. Okay, good. There's a banking thing. Yeah, I know. It's hard.
It's exhausting.
I know. And then,
There's no sports. There's no...
Oh, it's over now. Oh, yeah.
Nothing. Nothing.
Somehow they're finding ice outside the city.
Yeah, until those people are like, get the fuck out of my town. Get the fuck out my town. Yeah, no, guys, it's a crazy time, and I can't wait until we can say I remember when. And I remember when.
That's definitely going to happen, right?
I remember way back in March when we're like, you know, June 1, it was supposed to be like May 31st, and here we are. I guess everyone's adapted. I don't know. Honestly, my head hurts from just even, I try not to think about it too much, and I'm getting a skating rink in my backyard.
I don't understand what the material is made of. So you can put your actual skates on it, but it's not ice, but it lasts in the summer.
Let's see if it is. Hold on. Hold on. Wait a minute.
I'd say you're making the best of the fact that we're trapped.
Oh my God. Am I ever? Yeah. And
a trampoline. And you know what's so great about our trampolines is that they're year round.
Oh my God.
And they don't rest. And they go on the trampoline in the snow.
My children, as long as it doesn't get to minus 100.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
I'm like really fearing that one, you know?
We also have to just let this, if this is going to melt, it needs to melt and go away because then it turns into slush.
Oh, so you have rules. Weather rules. Got it.
Actually, I don't.
If it's going to snow, make sure it melts so it doesn't turn into slush.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be a beautiful week, Nat.
Okay.
Although tonight feels like minus 9, not a beautiful week.
Oh, I've got big plans tonight.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing.
What's on TV tonight?
No, nothing anymore. Nothing.
What are the Americans doing right now?
Oh, they're so excited. They're on holiday. Oh my God, they're not at work today.
What?
A lot of them take the week off.
Shut up.
Because they do, because it's always tricky. This is what they do. So they do turkey on Thursday, and then in theory, if they don't take Friday off, they have to go to work on Friday.
But it's only Monday. So what do they do Monday, Tuesday?
Oh, I think a lot of them take the week off.
And they just, like, get ready for the holidays.
And they see their families, and they pretend that pumpkins are still a thing.
Our prime minister or someone in our government said that that Thanksgiving is bigger in America than Christmas. Like, our Christmas is equivalent to their Thanksgiving.
Oh, 100.
So our Christmas is...
Oh, yeah.
So they're having Christmas right now.
Basically, yeah. Like, I mean, I would go to American Thanksgivings, and it would be, like, houses of, like, 30 people. And you spend so much time together because you have those days, too, in between.
So what are you doing?
So you're doing all the things that we do during Christmas holidays.
So they don't do Christmas the same?
No, they definitely do Christmas the
same. Oh, but
same.
Not as big. As big. This is bigger. Come on, help me out here. What's bigger?
I feel like Thanksgiving is... If I had to say, it's more about extended family, whereas Christmas might be more about intimate family. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because, like, Christmas Eve, you're with your family, Christmas morning, but Thanksgiving is, like, big gatherings of people.
So the Christmas is not big. So Christmas for us is big gatherings of people.
I mean, I don't really know that any of that's true, per se. They say it's bigger. Here's the thing. Christmas is big for everybody, but we don't take Thanksgiving as seriously as they do.
We don't take... Oh, yeah. Our Thanksgiving is very much about, like,
yeah, it's just,
a meal.
Yeah.
It's like a family meal.
Yeah.
It's like the weekend. Yeah. Like, you see your immediate family.
Yeah.
You don't see those lahoozers you don't like.
Yeah.
You don't invite lahoozers over. But Christmas, you invite lahoozers. You do. You, like, invite...
And the
invite
other thing is...
Invite lahoozer that... Jane. You know what I mean?
She never gets invited anywhere.
So mean, but I mean, it's the people you have to, quote unquote, yeah, invite.
That's probably what they do for Thanksgiving. And the other thing is that they're getting so excited because they're starting to shop. And this is the kickoff that literally goes from a Black Thursday, Thanksgiving, and then Black Friday all the way to Christmas. They're, like, shopping because Americans love to shop.
When's the parade?
Macy?
Yeah. Is that soon too?
I think she might be on Monday.
That's Thanksgiving.
She's on Thursday.
Let's see. Let me see. Macy's.
Is it virtual?
I think it's actually, hold on. Macy's.
Is it today?
Day parade. I doubt it. I mean, that would be crazy. Are they going to do a virtual one?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, gag and barf. We're in a mood today. Wow. Is pulling. Oh, how? Oh, they're doing a parade.
Yeah.
I think it is on Thanksgiving.
Thursday?
Yeah.
That's a big day.
There won't be a two, but they will TV. They'll do TV presentation rather than having crowds. So it'll be an empty parade.
Boring.
We know what?
Actually, I watched the Santa Claus parade
COVID
on TV.
COVID would never hire us to sponsor them. To sponsor it. We would be terrible ambassadors of COVID. You know what I mean?
We would be.
Terrible.
Because when you're...
like, we're trying to be respectful, yeah, but we fucking hate it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, we do the rules, it's like, fuck you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
You know,
we wouldn't be great. We wouldn't be like those doctors that are so sure.
About what?
Everything COVID.
No, we wouldn't be, but we're not like COVID's not... We're not getting on planes.
Oh, God, no.
It's very tricky.
Oh, so everyone who's getting on a plane is... It's bad.
No, just they are like, I'm going... You're, yeah, not bad.
How'd that happen? Your knee?
My vagina.
Oh, God.
I don't think they're bad. I think more it's just...
They're worse than us.
there was a COVID spectrum. They are definitely more liberal than us. We, on the other hand, are like... We're 80%.
So we're not getting hired, but they are definitely not getting hired.
They're actually, yeah, getting fired.
They're getting fired.
Yeah.
They're under no consideration.
They're under no consideration. And then there's the A-plusers who are like,
yeah,
you know, knocking it out of the park.
The doctors on the news.
Or the people who wear masks inside their house.
Oh, right. And where does my mother-in-law fall on this?
She's pretty good, A-plus.
Wow.
Unless she's mingling that we don't know.
She's secretly mingling.
You know, swinging happens.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't wonder what the swingers are doing right now.
They're very deprived.
Oh, my
deprived.
God. We didn't...
I know.
Ugh.
That thing, they have to redo the read?
Yep.
Or we have to redo both reads?
I don't know. We'll just see. The just one read.
I just gotta take a little,
See, it is poop soup. It did smell, too, by the way.
Oh.
It's okay, though. I'm so used to you now. It's not even...
I don't know. I think you're falling apart. I don't know what to do with you anymore.
Can we close this out? Because I got to run.
We can close
this. Such a bad situation. Goodbye.
Guys, right, happy Thanksgiving. I hope you have an amazing few days. We'll probably release two old ones on Thursday and Friday just because you all will be busy. Don't forget the Tay Libby line drops on Thursday and Friday. This Friday coming, there is a wait list. It's filling up fast, but basically it is a brand that pushes the boundaries of what normal is, which we love, which means everything from being just who you are and how you want to be, whatever that looks like. And make sure that you are joining us over on our socials at CatNat. And we will see you guys next week. And on Instagram, always at CatNat. Have fun. Bye.